It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
And the voice of the Hokies joins us now. Their season is over. No postseason play for them, which, Bill Roth, will you actually get some time to enjoy the tournament?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a drama-free Sunday. I kind of missed the drama.
Yeah, living on the bubble. You had so many years of doing that. You get to sit there and watch the selection show with, well, I don't want to say no emotion because you're an ACC guy, but kind of odd this year with no Virginia Tech living on the last four in or the last four out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Years in a row, hopefully that'll turn around. I thought it was interesting. You know, Carolina got an 8 seed. That's the lowest they've ever been seeded in their history. And I thought that was a little interesting, but both Duke and Miami got number two seeds, so we'll see how those guys do. I think Duke will bounce back, and Miami's got, as we've discussed, a chance to really do well here with their team.
Well, let me get into the ACC teams here individually, because you've seen each one. Not the outrage this year of who got left out, but there seemed to be a lot of gripes about Miami. First team to win the ACC regular season and then win the conference championship and not get a number one seed. Did you think they should have gotten the number one seed somewhere?
Well, I think it's interesting. I don't think there's any question that if you did one of those blind resumes, and North Carolina had the same resume as Miami, they'd be number one. There's clearly, in this committee's eyes, they didn't think much of the ACC this year. And you could tell that from the seeding of where NC State is and where North Carolina is, and arguably where Miami is. But at the end of the day, I don't think it matters. Statistically, the number one seed does better, which is true. But I think that's probably because most of the time, the number one seeds are the best teams. And I think Miami will be fine. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them play.
How about the Carolina teams? No easy day at the office. You referenced this with North Carolina, but them and North Carolina and NC State both in that 8-9 matchup.
Yeah, I think they're both going to have a difficult time getting out of the first weekend. And we'll see how they play. But the Tar Heels, I mean, that's a tough draw, a tough place. And playing Kansas in Kansas City is tough. But I think there's a chance NC State can put it together for 40 minutes. So we'll see how they do it. But I think both of those teams are going to have a hard time getting the second weekend for sure.
Yeah, the 8-9 matchup's always dangerous because if you get out of it, which is always tough because they seem to go down to the wire, then you get the number one seed. And that doesn't end too well.
No, you're almost better off being a 10 or 11 than an 8 or a 9, aren't you?
Yeah, and NC State's intriguing. If they weren't an 8 or a 9, I would love to see what they could do because they seem, like you said, they seem to really put it together down the stretch.
They did, and they played well in the first two games in Greensboro, and I think they ran out of gas in that third game. And one of the nice things about the NCAA tournament is that you do get that break in between games. And so you're going to play, take a day off, and play again. And for a team like NC State, that's probably huge because, you know, they get the stats going into the tournament. I don't know what it is now, but they were getting 80% of their scoring just from their starting five. And they have all five guys. They're the only team in the country where all five starters average at least 12 points a game. And so Godfrey leans on those five starters an awful lot. And when you play 3 days in a row, it's hard to win that third game, particularly when you're playing a club as talented as Miami. But with a day in between games, NC State's got a shot. But again, just getting through the 8-9 game is going to be tough, and then they get a number one.
Have you created your Final Four yet? Have you done your brackets?
No, I haven't. No, I've been busy. We did. We had to record our online football seating prompts today, which is a computer thing where fans log on, and I was recording all day, so I haven't had chance to come up for Eric. So just now,
you'll have to text me those. We'll read those in the show by the time Thursday rolls around because I'd be curious to see who Bill Roth's Final Four are.
Yeah, I've got it on my desk, but I haven't looked at it.
Right.
You know, one of our guys put together the bracket, not only with the teams, but the announcers and the networks for each game.
Nice. Now, who do you enjoy this time of the year? If you get a chance to sit in front of your TV and watch, what announcer do you enjoy do basketball?
Well, I'm selfish. Ian Eagle's a good friend of mine, and he'll be doing the games for CBS. And so I'm not objective. I like it when my pals are doing games.
Ian's good people. He's always been good to me. I'm always a big fan of his, whether it be football or basketball.
I like Bill Raftery a lot. I think Dan Bonner does a great job on as an analyst. I think he's terrific.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. More with Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report. It is 5:10. That means it is time for a Mad Zone update. Here's our own Gary Hess. It's brought to you by Lexus of Richmond. We're back with Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report, as we do each and every Tuesday night. Hokie season is done, but the basketball goes on. And I was thinking about you the other night. I was going to text you. I know you've been real busy. Did you get a chance to watch the 30 for 30 on the 83 NC State team?
No, you know, we didn't get back in time. We were in Greensboro doing the ACC tournament. I didn't get home in time, but everybody's been buzzing about it. I need to try to get a tape or DVR of it or see if they replay it.
Yeah, if you get a chance to watch it, hit me up with an email. I would love to know your thoughts. I mean, I know you didn't call the ACC at that time, but you're an ACC guy. You've been around for over, you know, two decades. I think you'll really appreciate it. For me, it was educational. I think you'll have a greater appreciation for it than I will.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got a big day here tomorrow. We got NFL Pro Day is here tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of NFL scouts. And ordinarily, there's some GMs and head coaches who show up as well. But they never announce it. You never know. And it's not a media event, so it's not really open. But it'll be fun to see who shows up tomorrow and how some of our seniors do. And a couple of guys that weren't around this year but are familiar names are going to come back. Xavier Boyce and Lindell Gibson are going to perform tomorrow for these NFL people. So even though they had off-field issues, Coach Beamer's going to let them come back for one day and see how they run and gel.
Now, you talked to the coaches. Are you hearing any buzz down the line from them about who's making noise in terms of, you know, their meetings with teams? I know you had the combine, you get some individual workouts, but anybody making some buzz out of the NFL circles?
Well, the one guy, I think we talked about this before, the one guy who I think made a big jump, at least to this point, is Corey Fuller because of his speed, and he did really well. And I think tomorrow will be a big day for him as well because we always knew he could run, has incredible speed, and he developed a really good motor as well as a good blocker and whatnot. That's the one guy that people talk about. But, you know, sometimes scouts are coy. I had an NBA scout tell me last week, we're not going to say anything good about Eric Green, so we hope he's around when we pick him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the answer that you get publicly may not be the same answer you get when you're talking down at the end of the hall. And when they're all together, which is what we'll have here in Blacksburg tomorrow, it's very politically correct. They don't like to talk.
Yeah, especially when they're in circles with other teams around.
They're all together. There's every team will be here with somebody, either a scout, assistant GM, a player personnel guy, or a coach, or with a stopwatch and that kind of thing.
You and I both know information is power. Bill, enjoy the basketball, man. We'll catch up again next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Wes. You too. Have a great week.
You guys, Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report.